This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Scottish Queer International Film Festival, also known as SQIFF, is back for their 10th year from the 27th of October to the 1st of November. And the team have made this festival the most accessible yet. It features 24 curated events, over 90 short films, 4 feature-length films and a Halloween horror event, plus talks, panels, performances and more. We're joined by SQIFF Director Indigo Torres, SQIFF Access Coordinator Charlie Little, and RNIB Scotland Social Action Community Coordinator James Kyle to learn more. Hi everyone, thank you so much for joining us. So Indigo, we'll head to you first. Can you give us an overview of SQIFF?
Yeah, so SQIFF is the only queer film festival that we have in Scotland. We started 10 years ago with the mission of bringing queer films to Scotland and to various queer audiences. And we host our annual festival in Glasgow, but we do events across various rural areas of Scotland. And also we run filmmaking workshops and a queer filmmakers group year round. SQIFF was founded by a collective of queer filmmakers, the majority of which were part of Lock Up Your Daughters, which was a lesbian film collective happening in Glasgow. And we are kind of coming back to that mission by having year-round events for queer filmmakers and promoting the work of queer Scottish filmmakers. So in the 10th edition of the festival, we have our Scottish Shorts program opening the festival. We have it every year, and that's kind of a celebration of the work that queer Scottish filmmakers make. And it's on our mission. SQIFF is the most accessible film festival in Scotland, and it's on our mission to break the barriers of accessing queer work. And our mission is to strengthen queer community through film. We hope to keep going, having year-round events and also the festival. But we're very excited that we get to celebrate the festival with so many amazing filmmakers and films here in Glasgow. And this year as well, we're expanding to have 5 different venues, which is very exciting. Because in the past, we usually used 2 venues. So we are kind of expanding across Glasgow, which is great.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And what are some of the ways you've made the programme, the booking process and the events themselves accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
So I'm also a deafblind person, and SQIFF was one of the first, if only, film festivals I felt like I could access as someone with sight loss. And so SQIFF's always committed to having a culture of embedded and holistic access, and we try our utmost hardest to think about every stage of an audience member's journey through our festival. And something that's really supported us at the festival, but ultimately for our cinema goers with access needs, is ensuring that our volunteers are trained in sight loss awareness and sighted guiding. That's where we have support from RNIB, from James, to come every year and deliver training to our volunteers.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be working again with SQIFF and delivering visual awareness sessions to the volunteers to really help prepare them as best we can for supporting any blind or partially sighted festival goers that come along to any of the SQIFF screenings or events. It's a fantastic festival to be involved with. They do so much to make everything as accessible as possible. And that's very important because many of our community members have sight loss, of course, but they'll also have perhaps other disabilities that will affect their mobility. Maybe it's another sensory impairment such as hearing loss. Maybe they're wheelchair users or they have cognitive impairment or neurodivergence. There's so much sort of intersection between sight loss and other disabilities. So it's really important to, you know, make sure that festivals like SQIFF are accessible to everyone. And SQIFF is really exceptional in that regard. So I'm very pleased to be working with them.
Thank you so much, James, and we're delighted to be working with you as well. And I think ensuring that our volunteers are able to support people with sight loss is a huge part of making our festival as welcoming and as inclusive as possible. Myself and my colleague Kiana, who's the other access and engagement coordinator, we have organized a range of access provisions for this festival. In terms of general access provisions, all of our films are screened with descriptive subtitles, also known as captions, but we also have some select screenings with audio description. Indigo, do you want to take us through some of the events that we have this year that have amazing audio description tracks?
Yes, so this year we have two main programs with audio description. One of them is our Scottish Shorts program, Scottish Shorts 1, and that has 8 films made by Scottish queer filmmakers, one of which we gave a little bit of money last year to be made this year. That's one of the things we do in terms of supporting young, new people coming into the industry. We have that program both in our opening night on Monday the 27th at 8 p.m. at the Social Hub Theatre, but we are showing it again on the 28th Tuesday at the Boardwalk Black Room space at 3:30 p.m. And we still have tickets for that. And we also have a program on Saturday, 1st of November called Queerly Beloved. It's a queer comedy shorts program. And we have stand-up comedian Kathleen Hughes, and also we have a live performance by Craig Menton. And it's just going to be a really fun event to be in. And that's at 4 p.m. on Saturday, 1st of November at the Social Hub Theatre. There are still tickets for that, so go ahead and book.
On our website, we have an audio brochure. We also have large print brochure versions available at the venues, as well as just our standard formats of our program and brochure on the website. One important aspect of SQIFF is that we have a access and information stall every day during the festival, as well as having BSL interpreters and as well as having live captioning in BSL for all of our events. We also ensure that we have an access support worker available during our festival every day so that anyone can come along who may need assistance will be supported. So for example, I loved going to SQIFF in the past before I worked with SQIFF because I can go by myself as a blind person and I could ask them to help me get my ticket. I could ask them to go to the bar and get me a drink and help me find my seat. So that's a really important part of SQIFF for us. We also, of course, welcome service animals, including guide dogs, and make sure to work with the venues so that their staff are informed of laws around guide dogs and guide dog etiquette. Our tickets are also pay what you can on a sliding scale as well. And we also have an audience access fund to support with costs related to childcare, to travel. And we also have quiet rooms and bean bags. I could go on and on, but we do have a dedicated accessibility page on our website. And you can also email us.
The email is info@squiff.org, but during the festival we also have a phone number that the access support workers will have available if anyone would like to get in touch. It's 07873 331036.
And watching stories on screen is a great way to see your own community represented or learn about new experiences outside of your, but also to learn about new experiences and perspectives. If people want to come along but they haven't been to a film festival before or they're not part of the queer community, why would you encourage them to come along?
Yeah, I mean, what I love about the program at SQIFF is that we have a lot of queer joyous film. I feel like in mainstream media, there's a lot of death or not very fun themes within queer media, that when people come to SQIFF, they see themselves in a really positive light. And we have programs that serve various themes. So obviously we have the Halloween program with like queer horror. We have, as I said, on Queerly Beloved, a queer comedy short. We have How We Love, How We Broke, which is a queer love and heartbreak shorts program. We have programs about histories of the land and films made in Scotland. We also have a program of queer Brazilian shorts. So kind of you can get to know more about Brazilian queer culture. And that way you don't have to be part of those communities necessarily, but you get to meet loads of incredible people and share a beautiful experience. All the films that we're showing at the festival this year haven't been shown in Scotland before. And I think this is a one-off opportunity to be able to see yourself on represented on screen. So I'd recommend people to come to the festival.
Yes, please come. SQF is a very inclusive festival, and whether you're part of the queer community or not, we want people to come and experience the inclusive, accessible joy of SQF.
Just to add as well, we have events that aren't specifically film focused, but we have a crafts fair as well if you want to get presents for people made by local queer artists. We have a filmmaker social as well if anyone's a filmmaker who wants to attend that and meet other collaborators. There's other things to do during the festival. We have a beautiful exhibition at Listen Gallery as well. So yeah, SQF, there's something for everyone, I think.
Yeah, I can highly recommend the Crafts Festival. I went to that a few. They did the Crafts Festival a few years ago. That was the last one that I got to, and yeah, I just emptied my wallet. It was good. Good. There was a lot of people got gifts for Christmas from that one.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect timing.
Well, there's so many great elements of the festival to look forward to, and thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the 10th Scottish Queer International Film Festival.